Safe Havens International, a nonprofit school safety center, spent about 3 weeks of 2014 in Ketchikan, as well as several months off-site compiling its findings on the district. The lead analyst, Chris Dorn, gave a largely positive presentation.
You know, a lot of times we find inspiring school staff and inspiring schools and beautiful places around the world, but it's rare that we actually feel like we could raise kids in a school district. But we actually would feel trusting enough to have our kids raised here, and that's because of the safety and willingness to approach safety.
Dorn says the district was very receptive to the recommendations, even taking immediate action on some smaller issues during his visit, such as precariously placed ladders. Other gaps in safety, such as updating security technology, may take months or years to implement. When a draft of the safety report was released in the fall, the board began looking into purchasing cameras, keeping the uncertain budget in mind. The budget came up informally several times throughout the night.
Well, it's a big deal, you know, and there's so much angst about the budget statewide and locally, and it affects everything we do.
Superintendent Robert Boyle says there's a lot more budget talk to come, and the board was just getting comfortable with the subject. Another subject the board was trying out was a native languages curriculum. Board member Stephen Bradford says he wants to see the district facilitating the effort.
But I would be concerned about trying to select which of the three, but also being concerned about the cost of it.
Ketchikan is home to three indigenous native groups, Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian. Tribal Scholars teacher Peter Stanton introduced himself to the board in Tlingit, saying he respected the board's caution with the subject, but he sees a sense of urgency.
Within the last 10 years, you had the first native language die in Alaska. And then I would also point out that we do have languages in Alaska that are in a lot better position than the three that are here around Ketchikan.
The school board agreed to address the topic with the Indian Policy and Procedures Committee. The next school board meeting is January 28th.